So, Thursday night, we're finishing up the fifth parak in Shaar HaKnia. So this is the sixth shiur in parak Hey, and the first shiur in parak Vav, in case you're following our filing system. The last paragraph, page Resh Gimel, parak Hamishi, Shaar HaKnia. So, he went through this parak, the next parak, you might say, is a little, it's like similar to this parak, but there he has a list of 10 things, and some of the things are somewhat similar to the 7 things of this parak. This parak are things to think about and contemplate in order to bring you Lidei Kniya, in order to reach Kniya. The next parak, parak Vav, is going to talk about how a person who is an anav has been rochesh kniya, like what are his hanhagas, like what's expected of him, how should he act. So there's some overlap, but it's different. They say, you know, Chavidah Lov is a workshop, so he's very mesudar. So in the fifth parak was the 7 things that bring you lidei kniya, 7 things to think about. And what's really interesting is that the Chavetz Chaim says, and he will say in the last lines of the parak, that this is how he's understanding the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, the Stakul Vishleisha Dvorim, Via Taboli De Aveira, Me'ayim Bosso, Lana Taholich, Lefnei Atosim, Lidin Din Lecheshman. They're all sovev around being Kone, being Rochesh, developing the Midot Kliya. They're all geared towards your relation, always being aware that Hashem holds us under scrutiny, that Hashem knows what we're thinking, Hashem gives us everything we have. So the 7 things were, Me'ayim Bosa was number 1, and number 2 is really your life in Olam Hazeh, how it's full of different pitfalls, different problems, different issues, the things that can harm you, hezekim, all different types of sorrows and vagus, and you're powerless you really should realize that you're powerless to really deal with anything yourself. You need help. So that's Me'ayim Bosa Lana Taholich. This is like in the middle of the bridge. The third thing was actually the Yom HaMavis. The fourth thing was, again, that Hashem will judge him at that point in time, because if he fulfilled his obligations. So that humbles a person too. If he doesn't know if he fulfilled his obligations, he doesn't know if he'll be able to withstand the Yom HaDin, if he'll have a good defense attorney, the Yom HaDin. The fifth is Mamash Lufnei Atos Lidin Din V'Cheshbon with Melech Malchim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He told us a way you should think about Gadlus Hashem. Again, I repeat, something we don't really do. We take it for granted. What's the problem? But he gives us a methodology of thinking about Gadlus Hashem. And that's Lufnei Melech Malchim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The sixth is Pashut, the punishment that accrued to a Baal Gaiva, and that how so many times you see the contrast in Tanakh between a Baal Gaiva or an Onav and a Baal Aveira. And Gaiva is the ego, the sense of self, whether it's a feeling of entitlement or empowerment, or the feeling that Ani Ba'afsiyot. This all stems from Gaiva. Even Taiva, in a way, could be controlled by Ani Anova. Could. Because Taiva really is all about self-worship. And sometimes you can control Taiva by developing the Midah of Kniya. Why should... This is your entitlement to it. This is what you should have it. Okay, and the seventh is that history. There's ups and downs in the world, and you're powerless. So, and you're powerless really to do anything about it. You see how the flow of history, the flow of your own life, how you're almost like a sailboat in the ocean, you know, buffeted by the winds and the waves. So all these things is to give you a sense of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides us with everything we have, and this develops kenia. If you think about it in the way he suggests, not just to say this one sentence said, but to say, but we know that already. We don't learn Chavis all of us to know that Hashem gives us everything we have. If a person's mind is never emptied from one of these seven contemplations, so he will develop thereby kenia. It will become second nature. And once he develops the trait of anova, yishlol me'atzmo. All of the chesroinus that come as a result of gaiva, so he won't have those totsals. Kol pigei zechichos adas, the agavos, the gaiva, kvi sheikdamu. V'inosu b'kach min ha-chet, v'ha-michshol, k'omru b'avru tia yirosu al-pnechem adulti sachetov. So the Chavis Halbavos learns that that's kniya. Not the way Chazal really says Abusha. Maybe it's related, but he's obviously learning that Kniya saves you from Chet, and that's the Yerosu Al Pneichem. And like I said, if you don't have a sense of entitlement and a self-centeredness, so then it is a big shmira from Chet, whether you're being Chote because of Gaiva or because of Taiva, but that the person's world is self-centered is certainly at the heart of the matter. So many Mepharshim on the Mishnayos, on the Avos, we're familiar. Just even the Rav says, if you stack el me'ayim bosi, you need to they address different points. According to the Chavis Halbavos, this perek is a restatement. First of all, it should be a little Musar Haskel, or it should be a source of amazement. Look at what Chazal packed into that Mishnah. You know, the Mishnah is simple enough on the surface. What the Chavis Halbavos is doing is Shar HaKniya, the fifth perek, it's called a restatement of that Mishnah. So look how much Chazal packed into their words. All of the Chavis Halbavos of Perek Chamishi lies in Chazal's words. The Stakol B'Shleish Don Meir Dabbali De'Aveira. The Chavis Halbavos gives it a whole new meaning, really a different meaning than most Mepharshim and almost the whole Bible. Say all the Mepharshim and others. He says it's all talking about Kniya. Develop Kniya, you'll be Nitzel Menachet. And the way to develop Kniya is a stack of B'Shleisha Dvarim. He changed it into seven. But if you look at the seven things, you'll see that it's these three things just analyzed. So, he splits into two or three things. One is to realize what Hashem is, and one is to realize the Yom HaMovitz, and one is to... So this, and that's how he learns in Bavut Yerasu Al Pneichem. So it's really Chidushim in this last paragraph, and that's what we see, and that brings us to the end of the Perek Chamishi. And again, the Chavis Halbavos wants you to develop Kniya vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything else will fall into place. Once you realize that everything about you, your very existence, all the gifts you have, all the abilities you have, all the osher that you have, with an ayin and with an aleph, it's all just Hashem feeding you. So you develop kniya. Once you develop kniya, like Avi Ribono Shel Olam, almost by magic, but it's not magic, of course, it's... Once you develop the right sense of self, there's a via kadosh baruch hu, so you'll have it legabi others too, that you won't feel superior, you won't. Because once you realize, like, let's say you're smart. So once you've developed already the sense of kniel, legabi kadosh baruch hu, because he atochon ilon das, so you're not going to feel superior to the next fellow too, who happens perhaps not to be as intelligent as you. But so what? You only have it from the Eivishter. So like, you're not a better person than he is. So that's his takal b'shlesh v'gormi and the b'lo de aveira according to Chayv Falbovus. Really means develop kniya l'gabei kodesh bar. Perek shishi. Asher laminik shetzorech linik bo ba'al anova. What is the appropriate hisnahavus? So, really, the heim asarit v'orim 10 things. So really, these 10 things are, it works both ways. They're the appropriate way for a Baal Kniya, for an Onov to act. So you see someone acting that way, you could assume he's a higher person, he's a lower person, I should say. The person that has developed his mean as a Kniya. And maybe it means also that you should, this is always a difficult subject, what I'm about to, this is always, people always, many people ask me this about in different facets of life, and it's a very hard question to answer, and that is, should you do it before you're holding there? If a person's working on Kniya, should he, this would be a typical question that I get, and I don't know, it's a very hard, it really depends who asks the question. If a person wants to develop Kniya, and he's working on the 7 things of Perek Hay, is it okay to do the things of Perek above that we're about to learn? Well, maybe like you should never do it. It just be like a checkpoint if you've developed Kniya, because this is the way an Onov should act. This is the appropriate way to act. To create the Midah, to be Kone the Midah, to be Rochesh the Midah, to develop the Midah is Perek Hamishi. Perek Shishi is how does a Baal Anova act? So does that mean you shouldn't Dafka act this way, unless you're a Balanova, or even if you're a Balanova, maybe it should flow naturally? Would these things help in the making of a Anov? Logic says yes. Whenever you say something is the appropriate way for someone to act, so usually acting that way helps bring about the condition. Maybe that's cheating. The real way to do it is with the things in Perek Hamishi. I don't know. Perek Shishi. The 10 appropriate, the way a Baal Anova should be acting. What? Yeah, so then why isn't this just part of Perek Hay? In Perek Hay, he talked about how to create the Midah, how to be Rochesh Midah. So it's unanswering. Maybe Perek Shishi, that's not the Chavis Halvobis' intention in Perek Shishi. That's for sure. You could say that if you do it, if you act this way, then probably you will develop Kniya. Usually when we say the appropriate way for an Onov to act is XYZ, and you do XYZ, not as a faker, not to show off, not to fool people, but you do it to help develop it. Like you said, Chitzonius Moris Apnimius. But Perek Hay is without Chitzonius Moris Apnimius. Perek Hay is La'amito Shel Dovar. How do you develop true Kniya? How do you develop the Chodesh Halvobus of Kniya? Perek Shishi is already the Hisnagus that a Baal Kniya will do or should do. Shetzorech Linhog. Wonder, anybody have a regular Chodesh Halvobus? The regular translation, no? I always say we should get one just to check. I'm curious what he says. Kapok says shetzorech linhog bo, but I wonder like if it's tzorech or if it's tzorech in the sense he should. We're not talking about what he should do. An onov will act this way. What?
In regular fighting with the
Yeah, right.
Right.
Oh, so Ibn Tibon said Roi. So the way we're saying that, thank you, Yishkoyah. The way we're saying that really is a more I mean, that's what he means by tzarech also. Sheroi l'nikol, what's an appropriate way to act? Why is he telling you what's an appropriate way to act? I don't know. Maybe it means if you don't find yourself acting this way, so it's a checkpoint. If you think you're an onov, and you don't, and these don't sound like familiar, and this doesn't, and these 10 things don't sound familiar, then you better check yourself, I guess. Or let's see, let's go through the things and see how they fit. Tchilasa, number one. So again, you know, this number one is going to sound suspiciously like number five of Perek 5. Because he's going to say, Yediyas Hashem Yisromam, thinking about Hashem, being aware of Hashem, being aware of his chasadim, being aware of what he does, being aware of how he runs the world, Udrochav HaTovim, and the Midos Tovos of Hashem, how he's a meitiv, it means how he's a Baal Chesed and a meitiv. So the Baal Kniya, the Onov, will always be thinking about that. Will be learning about it. Will be thinking about it. Why will he? Because that's how he'll maintain his anova. Or Poshut, you know, because he feels the way he feels vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the natural thing to do then is to take a walk and think about. You want to know Hashem more. There's a mitzvah of Yediyas Hashem, to know Hashem, to know everything about Him. So the smaller you feel, the more you're focused on Hashem, and the more you want to get to know Him, plain and pashut. Now he says a very funny sentence, phrase. He says, "Umasha gidol bo'as odom al yeser balichaya." All of a sudden he throws in that you'll also realize that man is the master of the world. Man is the master of this world. Ka'amro, like it says in Tehillim, Tamshileu b'maisa yodecha, kol shata tachas raglov. And that's the whole parakes in Tehillim, really, is that tachaseu mi'at me'alokim, b'chavod b'hador tachreihu. That's the pasuk before this, Tamshileu b'maisa yodecha, now he calls out the Haglot, Sonev Alafim Kolom, the Gamba Mosadoi, Zibor Shemayim, the Yayom. But then, the last pasuk, so the Perek really talks about the godless of man. Then the last pasuk is Hashem Adonai, the Moad Hashem Chobachal Oretz. Right? So you have this. So this really brings us back to the Chagas Aldodos, the beginning of the Shar, where he makes the point about, right, thinking of yourself like an animal, thinking of you. A person thinks of himself as intrinsically worthless. Just, you know, hit me again. That's not anova, that's not kniya. So that's what he's saying here. You have to, I think, it's a funny thing to have thrown in here. You should talk and realize the godless of man. And that's what, if you look at that parak ches, most of the parak is talking about this godless of man. And then you'll say, and then you'll think about, whoa, and I'm powerless and helpless, and everything comes from Hashem. You make the bracha pakeh hivrim. You say, I'm ruling over the world, I'm in charge of the world, but who gave me my eyesight? Right? Pichas HaShachar, you know, it's a good place to, we zip it off. But it's a good place to develop Kniya. One of the ways of developing Kniya is to realize how helpless we are. Right? Shasli Kotsorki, Amechim Tzadi Gover, everything. So you think Hashem put me in charge of the universe, and I control everything. And if you learn Efer Chaim, you know, you control the Olamos HaGoyim also. You control the Ruchniyistic worlds as well. And then you think, but I'm really essentially helpless. I can't control anything. I can't decide. If it should be hot and cold, I can't even decide. There's nothing under my control. So then you realize something about Darkei Hashem. B'chashe Yakar Sromamos Gedulos Habore V'otzem Yecholto V'el Yonos Chachmaso. So the Mefarshim on the Chagas Halvavos come out to a man and point out that these three phrases probably correspond to Hagodol, Hagibor, and Bahanora. Romamos Gedulos Habore, V'otzem Yecholto, that would be Gibor, V'el Yonos Chachmaso. So when you realize that and you say, here I am, I'm on top of the world, I could be creative, I could think, I could discover, I could do what I want. I bore almost came out. What did the Nochash say to Chamba? Right, min ha'etz hazeh ochal b'chav ubara olam v'isim kelokim. I never understood. I learned Rashi v'isim kelokim yodei tov v'ra. So Rashi says there v'isim kelokim borei olamos. So wait a second. The pasuk says yodei tov v'ra. So what is Rashi interjecting borei olamos? Pasuk says what Kelokim means. Teret says that's what it means. Gori Olamos, Yodei Tovara. There's no Indian to know Tovara. It means that you're Bore Olamos. You can create worlds. You can create this world. Kol Shata Tachas Ragla. You're Yodei Tovara once you have fully developed Bechira. And that's what's very enticing to Chava, to Odom. Very enticing. Once you eat this pre, you'll have a more developed sense of both Tov and Ra, a more developed sense of Bechira, and you'll be so that much more powerful. That was the enticement of the Nachash, that Adam will be empowered, because to whatever degree L'chayri had Bechira before, almost all Svarim say so, but it was a much lesser Bechira, so he controlled less, because there was less Toli in him. Because his range of Bechira was more limited. So he says, once you eat this fruit, Visum Kalokim Yodei Tovara, Borei Olamos, the sky's the limit. You'll be able to bring the world down to the depth of degradation, and you'll be able to lift the world up to its ultimate tikkun. So that's very enticing. That's the power of man. And he controls everything. He's the Bailam of the universe. Because Baruch Hu put him in charge of everything. This Perek and Tillim is the answer to Peter. Perek Ches and Tillim. That the Hashem gave over to man everything in the world that he should benefit from, that he should use. Oh, and then he thinks, whoa, I'm on top of the world, and I'm puny, and I'm powerless. So then, when that hits you, but again, the perspective of the Chavis HaLobos on this parak is not to tell you to think about this in order to develop Kniya, but just this is what the Onav will be thinking about. This is what's appropriate. The Onav will be doing this because he'll be reinforcing his Onav, and he'll think this way. Maybe that's the better way to put it. This is the way an Onav will think. He'll think, look, how okay, La Godol, La Gibor, Manora, I have nothing of my own. That's the whole thing. Yikonalo v'yashpal atzmo l'fono. He'll be an Onav, this will be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Behesem l'mashitzivu v'yachocham. It says in Mishlei, al tishadu l'fnei melech. When you come l'fnei melech, this is not the time to show off. Right, if a commoner comes before a king, he wants to flaunt his wealth. You know, so he wears an article of clothing that it's obvious that you would only wear that to flaunt your wealth. It's a joke. The melech is 10 times richer than he is. Al tasad lefnei melech. Welcome gedolim al tamo. You know, you have to recognize your place. Melech Hamlochim Adonu Adonim Yisalami Kolbimi Vehemshel. So as great as man is, and as Kol Shata Tachas Raglov, but then he's nothing again. We got the Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Om Rechano Leo Sholem, when she davened, Ein Kodosh Kashem, Ein Tzur Kolom Keinu, really means Hashem is beyond our comprehension, His Kedusha is beyond our comprehension, His might is beyond our comprehension. So this is the way an Onuv will think. He will think, I'm supposed to be in charge here. Hashem put me in charge here. And I can't hack it without a Kodesh Baruch Hu laser. The Hasheni, the second Hanhogo, is that he'll learn. He'll be a Masmet. He'll learn. Why? Because he'll have, if you're an Onov, so you have a desire to know Torah Hashem. Just like number one was, an Onov will have a desire to learn more about the godless Hashem. Right? He has this great figure, so to speak, in his life. So, and he feels kanua to it, and he feels small, so he wants to know about it. He wants to bond with it, he wants to know about it. That was number one. Number two is, he'll want to know how to serve this. He'll want to know his chachma, he'll want to know how to serve him, he'll want to know, like, get into the kishkas of what is this Torah all about? This is the chokhmah of this being, of this being that I'm so bottled to. Yediyas chiyuvei haTorah, the haskel also, knowing it well, understanding the Torah, knowing it, understanding it, ulamidas Torah Hashem, that's what an onav will do. So an onav will be a masmid, an onav will learn. He won't think he knows it all already. He'll be thirsty to understanding the Dvar Hashem and to knowing the Dvar Hashem, to develop, to learn and to know. Because he what do I do? You know, if you're in onov mode, you know, you're hesitant, you don't know what to do. You want to learn. You want to learn what to do. You want to please Hashem. The Yediyas Hamada, Hamoskol, that's logic. He wants to develop his logic. He wants to develop his Seichel HaYosher. He wants to develop understanding with understanding things, thinking about things with objectivity, with seichel, with intelligence. V'hakosuv, and to know Torah Shemuksav. V'hamosur, Torah Shemalpeh. K'dei she'ilmad b'hem, and he'll know what Hashem wants and expects from him. U'mehem, here he says that, and included among this is Tanoi Hanova, Mukomu Shimusha. So some might learn the Chavitov, that's the whole point. That you'll learn Taras Hashem in order to know what's expected of a Nonov, and when should you use your Anova, when should you use your Gaiva. Maybe there are times, right, we had a Mishnah Brura, you have to stand up to Osei Risha. Now is not the time to be an Onov. So he'll learn that also. U'mehem tenoi ha'anova, u'mukomo shimusha. I guess you could learn that that's the whole point of Hasheni. That's all he was leading up to. Learning and knowing all the parts of Torah in order to develop a value system l'gabi anova. Or it could be the way we said, that the first part of this second thing is also describing on its own. It's appropriate for Nonav to learn. And Nonav realizes he doesn't really know what to do, he's not sure. He wants to learn what Hashem is all about, what the Torah is all about. And also it'll have in it, Tanoi Anova Umukomo Shimusha. When you use Anova, when you don't use Anova, when is it appropriate, when is it not appropriate, sometimes it's important to be honest. Mukomo Shimusha. Okay, we'll stop here.